Welcome to Phantom Island, presented by Homefield. It's me, Ryan Nanny. I'm having a guest on for this episode, this Friday, subscriber exclusive episode. That guest is going to be Michael Felder, who you may know as In the Bleachers on various social media platforms. Felder played at UNC, the school that we're going to talk about a little bit today. He also now covers them, talks about them, thinks about them, and they are the subject of today's conversation. I wanted to take the Tar Heels after this very public season that they had. I mean, I know all seasons are public, but boy, was UNC especially a topic of conversation. And sort of see if we could dig into just the football part of it. Obviously, there's a lot of non-football parts of it that have surrounded this program ever since they hired Bill Belichick. But one thing I really like about talking to Michael Felder is that he understands the game in a way that I just frankly don't. You will never catch me out here claiming to be a knower of ball. But he also understands not just like X's and O's and tape, but the dynamic of a football team, which is really what a lot of this episode gets into. But I'm not going to spoil all of that for you. I do have a few things about UNC that I want to bring up here before we get into the meat of the episode. Our friend of the show, Bill Connolly, has a couple of things he looks at every year to sort of judge whether a team was lucky or unlucky, to the extent these things can be quantified. Like, if you're rolling your eyes, I get it. One of them is fumble recovery percentage. Basically, the way it works across college football as a whole, you should recover about 50% of all fumbles. Your fumbles, the other teams. So if you are doing particularly well at recovering your own and not letting them turn into turnovers or getting the other teams, that's not really a skill per se. That's just the way the weirdly shaped ball bounced, literally. Right now, UNC ranks 115th in fumble recovery percentage on defense and 122nd in that same measure on offense. So one little data piece that sort of says, okay, things have not been particularly lucky for UNC this season. Another one you can look at, the ratio of passes defended that turn in interceptions. This is another one where across the sport, about 21% of your passes defended should become interceptions. UNC is at 13% right now this season. So again, another place where should have more turnovers than they do, hasn't panned out that way. And the last one, single score game record. Record in games decided by just one score. This year, UNC 1-3. Now, part of the problem is that, yeah, that still leaves five losses that were by more than a single score, and in some cases, by much more than a single score. That's still kind of a unlucky thing. There are games, you know, the Cal game that we talk about a little bit with Felder, that's on here, is unlucky in some ways. The overtime ending against UVA did what we always tell teams to do at the end of the, if you have the ball last in the first overtime and you've scored a touchdown, like went for two, didn't get it. Is that poor execution, bad play call? Might be. It's also a little bit unlucky. The one win in the single score game, that was against Stanford. Now that said, are these proof that, oh, this was just, you know, an unlucky UNC team and they're going to bounce back? No. I mean, you can look at other advanced stats for this North Carolina squad, and offense was quite bad. Defense was about mediocre, not particularly strong running the ball or passing the ball. Like a flawed team in a lot of ways, but Don't take my word for it. That's why we have Mike Felder here to explain exactly what the hell went on with UNC on the football field this year.
Every rustle in the trees, a potential snare. Close my eyes and block my ears. Cut the cord and leave me here.
Joining me today on Phantom Island, you know him as In the Bleachers on various social media platforms. You've heard him on Hand in the Dirt, College Sports Now. You've seen his work at Tar Heel 247. He is the irreplaceable Michael Felder. Felder, good morning.
Good morning, man. How you doing?
I'm good. Happy December to you. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing well, man. I'm still recovering from Thanksgiving, just like trying to get my everything back together. Also, by the way, I don't know if this is allowed on the show, but fuck ice for life, for real, right in the ear hole. They've been really terrorizing a lot of the students that go to my kid's school, and it's devastating. I just want to get that in there. Also, fuck Northwestern for life. Not letting Tulane celebrate, remember Katrina, also a big thing. But I'm a nice person in general. Just those things really stand out to me. So yeah, we'll see what happens.
No, I think that's entirely fair. You are a nice person. What you are is that when you don't like something, you let people know that you don't like it. And I think that's a good thing, because I am more like, oh, I'm going to simmer on this for a long time and let it eat at me like an ulcer. I don't think I'm living a healthier life, frankly.
Yeah, it's not like it's I don't know if it's a bad thing. Like, I don't particularly cotton to phonies and to mistreatment of other people.
Yeah, so I think that's
I think is a good way to be.
yes, I think I would agree with that. And all of that, none of that is out of bounds here. We are also going to talk about something today that will probably also. I don't know if it's going to get into the territory of phonies so much, but I think it is going to get into the territory of frustration and aggravation. So the way I framed this to you before we started recording was UNC, the team you cover for 247, the team you played
24/7,
for.
24/7, by the way.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad.
They'll get mad at me if I don't.
Tar Heel 24/7. They... UNC is a team that has gotten a lot of discussion for a team that went 4-8.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, I went to and root for a school that also went 4-8, but
yes.
Florida getting a lot of attention for being bad, I understand in a different way. And what I want to try to do today is sort of have the what I've described as the Jordan Hudson-less conversation about UNC. Sure. I think there is maybe room for one part of it to come back in here, but mostly I want to sort of say, okay, you are an expert on this. You pay a ton of attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I want the listeners to get a sense of okay, what did UNC football actually look like? So I want to start from this standpoint. Let's say I'm a listener who watched that first game, primetime, Labor Day Monday against TCU, got beat like a drum 48-14.
Yep.
And if at that point I checked out and I said, that's the book on UNC, I'm good. What did I miss about the arc of the season for the Tar Heels? Like, what changed over time between then and now?
Defense got a little bit better, and then nothing else. I'm being serious. So let's blow this up, right? Let's look at the full view. It's they were calling it Chapel Bill, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The
33rd NFL team.
33rd NFL team, all that. The stadium was packed before the game started, which never happens. I don't know, for people that don't know anything about UNC, people don't show up on time. They definitely don't show up early. That happened. Then you go out and get you just absolutely get boat raced by a TCU team that ends up going 8-4.
Yep.
Like, it's not like you were playing, Georgia or Ohio State. You're playing TCU, man.
Right. Right.
So you get boat raced by them. You rebound. First of all, you have to play at Charlotte. Huh? Did they pay you to come there?
What if they did? You won a bye game. Congrats. That's big for you.
Yeah. Then you, but they didn't. They didn't pay him to go there. I don't understand how that game was even. I understand like the idea, logistically, from a recruiting standpoint, you want to get spend some time in the city.
Yeah.
But man, whoo, just drive 3 hours and you'll be fine. You beat Richmond at home. That's the pay to play game. Get smoked by UCF. Absolutely just dog walked by UCF team, by the way, that went 5-7. Okay. Get smoked by Clemson. A Clemson team that, what Clemson ended up, 7-5?
I think they went 8-4 as well.
7-5.
Oh,
7-5. 7-5.
Right. So a gettable Clemson team for a lot of teams, obviously.
And they just manhandled you. Okay. Yeah. So that's the first 5 games.
Yeah.
But the defense does start to show signs of improvement, which is, in theory, what Belichick and his two sons, his two beautiful boys, that's what they're there to do.
That's their specialty. Yeah.
The offense look like dog water. Then you go out to California.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Now you're taxing Michael Felder right now because I got to stay up and watch this.
Mm-hmm.
You've got victory on the tips of your fingers and you fumble at the goal line. Huh? So you can't get out of your own way.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like, that's like when you get up in the middle of the night and you're so close to the toilet, but you still get a little bit of pee in your boxers.
Okay, that is going to do it for the free preview portion of this Friday's Phantom Island. If you'd like to hear the whole conversation that I had with Mr. Felder, and if you'd like to get access to everything we do on Fridays, and sometimes other days, you might have noticed during coaching carousel season, on this feed, you go to phantomisland.show, where you can sign up for a paid membership today. We also have gift link options there. So if you want to gift this show to somebody else, if you want to pass that along to somebody, say, hey, this is a thing you could get me for the holidays, those options are now available to you as well. phantomisland.show. Phantom Island is produced by Michael Serber. Our theme song is also called Phantom Island from the album of the same name, by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. Thanks again for listening, and we'll talk to you again soon.